When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, hello, Jamie Sire here. Food Network Obsessed is still off this week, but we did want to leave you with another treat to listen to while we are gone. You are about to hear another episode from the Pioneer Woman podcast with Ree Drummond, based on the hit Food Network TV series. In this episode, Chocolate Day, you'll hear Ree make delicious chocolate treats like mint chocolate truffle and chocolate cookies. And who doesn't love a little chocolate around the holidays? One of my favorite treats has always been this almond butter crunch that my dad used to make and send off to all the family. It was basically a toffee with butter and chocolate and almonds, all the things that you love around the holidays. If you like this episode, you can listen to even more Pioneer Woman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And without further ado, here's the Pioneer Woman.
I'm Ree Drummond. I'm a writer, blogger, photographer, mother, and I'm an accidental country girl. I live on a ranch in the middle of nowhere, and I've got a lot of mouths to feed. My style of food is simple yet scrumptious, and all my recipes have to be approved by cowboys, hungry kids, and me. Here's what's happening on the ranch. It's chocolate day on my blog, and I've decided to give three of my favorite chocolate recipes a new spin. Pot de creme gets a nice orange twist with orange liqueur and a little bit of zest. That is one yummy dessert. My basic chocolate cookies get dipped in white and milk chocolate and a delicious mix of treats. And I'm making mint chocolate truffles with a cute sprinkle of sugar. Food blogging's hard work, but somebody's got to do it. When the chocolate's all done and photographed, Lad and the kids are hanging up their spurs to deliver the goodies to some chocolate lovers in our world.
Hey, excellent. Thank you so much.
And to cut through all the chocolatey sweetness, I'm making delicious corn and cheese chowder for the family's supper. But I have a little treat in store for the kids. Welcome to my frontier. Well, it's chocolate day around here, and I'm making three of my favorite chocolate recipes, but giving each one a little tweak so I can post the results on my blog. Gotta snap a photo real quick. It's what food bloggers do. Yum. Well, I knew I wanted to make chocolate cookies today, so I'm gonna make one of my favorite chocolate cookie recipes, but I'm gonna tweak them by dipping them in different chocolates and candies at the end. I'm gonna see what kind of fun I can have. This is the dough. And it's been in the fridge for a couple hours. It needs to be in there at least that long so it'll firm up. And I love this chocolate cookie dough recipe. It's so easy, it's so delicious. I could probably make it in my sleep if I had to. Just throw 2 sticks of softened butter into the bowl of a mixer with 1 cup of powdered sugar and cream it together. Then add an egg, 2 teaspoons of vanilla, and mix them in well. Next, add 2.5 cups of flour, 1/2 cup of unsweetened cocoa, and 1 teaspoon of salt. Then just mix it up until the dough comes together, and it's done. I've got this rolled out. Now I'm gonna cut the shapes. I've got this cool rectangular cutter. I thought that would be really neat, but you can use whatever shape you want. Okay, gotta take a picture of this. When I started food blogging, I just started taking photos of the things I was cooking. But I didn't wait until the cookies were done or the steak looked perfect on a plate. I took photos of the whole process, not just the after, but the before, during, and after. And I think people really enjoyed seeing that level of detail. As a result, though, my camera is always a complete mess. I've got food all over it. All right, I'll just transfer these to the cookie sheet. Oh, they held together really nicely. I love food photography because the subject sits still. I love taking photos of my kids, of course, but they don't always sit and pose like I would like them to. And the food just sits there exactly where I put it. All right, I've got one pan down, another to go. Then they're gonna go in the oven. I'm glad I'm gonna be delivering most of these cookies to our friends because I don't trust myself with this many chocolate cookies. I don't trust my husband with this many chocolate cookies. Now these go into a 375 degree oven for about 7 to 9 minutes until they're set. Okay, these are done and the whole house smells like chocolate. First thing I gotta do is take a picture, of course. Okay, good. Now I'm just gonna let these cool and then I'm gonna dip them in basically everything I could get my hands on last time I went to the store. So many possibilities. I'm definitely gonna dip the cookies in this almond bark. And then, that's what I wanted. I wanna do chocolate chips, but I'm gonna use the mini ones so they don't take up too much room. Ooh, pistachios, green, that'll be pretty. Oh, toffee bars, oh, that sounds perfect. I gotta get out of here, this stuff is too good. Okay, the cookies are cooled. I've got all the good stuff chopped up and in the bowls. I've melted milk chocolate and white chocolate, and now I'm just gonna cut to the chase and start decorating. I'll do these pistachios first. Now I'll try the white chocolate and these chocolate candies, chopped up toffee bars, and then mini chocolate chips. All right, on to the rest. I think these turned out really nice. I like them. What do you think, Charlie? Charlie's very impressed by my cookies. He just doesn't know it yet. Next, the chocolate fest for my blog continues with adorable chocolate mint truffles and pot de creme à l'orange. Then, while Lad and the kids share the spoils with our friends and family,
you're the best visitors I've had all day.
I'm making them corn and cheese chowder. It's a day for chocolate lovers around here. Pot de creme is one of my absolute favorite treats, and short of sticking a spoon in a tub of ice cream in the freezer, it's one of the easiest desserts in my arsenal. I've got a 12-ounce bag of semi-sweet chocolate chips. Now, I've actually put pot de creme on my blog before, but since I'm tweaking chocolate recipes today, I thought I'd add a little orange liqueur to this and see how it turns out. Now, I'm cracking 4 room temperature eggs into the blender with the chocolate chips. I'm gonna wind up with quite a bit of chocolate at the end of the day today because I'm experimenting with 3 different recipes. So I'm gonna have Lad and the kids take them to town and deliver them to our friends. But since the kids are helping Lad work today, I thought I'd save back a little bit for them and give them a little reward. And I'll add a dash of salt, a couple of teaspoons of orange liqueur. Blend it up until it's pretty well combined. Okay, that's nice and blended. Now I'm gonna grab some hot coffee. It needs to be really, really hot. This is the secret of pot de creme. I'm gonna measure about a cup of it. Add this gradually with the blender on. Don't be concerned if chocolate flies all over your kitchen. That's normal. Okay, now you wanna blend it until you can't see any more little chocolate particles. It should be totally melted. The coffee sort of heated the eggs and it smells so good. A little bit of coffee, a little bit of chocolate, and I do smell that orange liqueur. Mmm, yummy. Okay, now I'm just gonna pour this into mason jars because I like pouring everything into mason jars. And I'm only gonna fill them half full because I wanna leave room for whipped cream later. Now I'm gonna snap a photo. Great. All right, now I'll fill up the rest of them. All right. Now these need to go into the fridge and set, and then they're gonna be smooth and wonderful and thick, delicious. I'm gonna top them with whipped cream and a little orange peel as a nod to the orange flavoring. All right, 2 more. There we go. I just love chocolate. This is my kind of day.
Easy. Come on, kids.
Okay, the pot au crèmes are all set. I whipped some cream with a little sugar, and I'm going to plop a nice dollop over the top. This is so rich, it really does need a little cream to cut the richness. And since it's pot au crème à l'orange, I'm trying to impress you with my pronunciation there, I'm going to peel off just a little orange zest and then make really, really thin slices. And this is just for decoration. Okay, and then I'll just arrange a couple slices over the top. And that is one yummy dessert. I think it's ready for its close-up. Up next, mint chocolate truffles that taste as good as they look. Then a little delivering, a little soup making, and then it's time for the chocolate fest. I just love food blogging.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
I've got the cookies taken care of. I've got the dessert taken care of. So now I'm going to move on to the candy. I've had this truffle mixture chilling in the fridge for a couple of hours. And I just scoop out a little portion, just real nice, neat little balls. This mixture is so delicious. I could just eat it with a spoon right now. There's nothing about it that's not scrumptious. First, add 8 ounces of good semi-sweet chocolate into the bowl of a double boiler. Add the same amount of good bittersweet chocolate and a whole can of sweetened condensed milk. Then just stir it together over the heat until it's all melted. At the end, stir in about 3 drops of mint extract, and that's all there is to it. Okay, now I'm gonna coat the truffles. I've got about 8 ounces of melted chocolate here. You can use dark chocolate. I kinda like milk chocolate because the truffles themselves are so rich, and this balances them out a little bit. Take a truffle, plunk it in the chocolate, and then I take a fork, swish it around a little bit to get it coated, and then I just tap, tap, tap on the side of the bowl. And that causes the chocolate to sheet over the truffle and gives the truffles a nice smooth finish. And then I get a toothpick and just use it to slide the truffle onto the parchment. All right, now I'm gonna knock out the rest of these. Okay, got them all done. Now I'm just gonna decorate the tops with a little bit of sugar. I've got some coarse sugar and I dropped in a little green food coloring, green because of the mint flavor. The sugar actually is gonna add a nice sweetness and crunch to the truffles. It's not just for show, it has a purpose. All right, cute. Oh, I think those turned out nice.
Go, boys, right up.
When I make recipes for my blog, I often farm them out to friends and family, especially if they're decadent chocolate treats like this. But I also like to share chocolate because sharing chocolate is like sharing a hug. There's a little saying for you. The great thing about these 3 treats is that they're really portable and easy to transport. The truffles are no problem at all. The cookies are great. They'll hold together nicely. And even though pot au crème isn't something you would imagine that would be easy to transport, in these little mason jars, they're just perfect. Just put the lids on and they're just fine. guys. How are you? Hi, Paigey.
Hi.
You guys
How
ready
are
to...
you?
I got chocolate deliveries for you.
Where's ours?
Where's yours? Yeah.
You be my couriers and deliver the chocolate. When you get back, we're gonna have a quick dinner and then we're gonna dig in.
We might need a little prepayment on that.
Let's just stick with Mama's plan. Yeah. All right, bye guys. Bye. I'm gonna clean up. I'll see you later. Mwah. Man, I could hardly keep him away from the chocolate. I have a little fun idea later though, and I think it's gonna make me very popular. Next, there's corn and cheese chowder to be made, chocolates to be delivered, and a surprise in store for the kids. I think every day should be chocolate day. For recipes from this episode, go to foodnetwork.com/pioneerwoman. We've got chocolate to eat tonight, but before we dig into the chocolate, I'm just making a quick soup. This is a really quick and easy corn and cheese chowder. I've had some onions cooking and some butter, and I threw in some pieces of bacon. Now I'll just stir this around and let it cook. And I've also got some diced bell pepper. I've got red, orange, and yellow because they're so pretty together, but you can use whatever you have on hand. Okay, I'm gonna let the peppers cook. And then I've shaved the kernels off of 5 cobs of corn. And I'm just gonna dump the corn in. This is a piece of cake, this soup recipe. But you wouldn't know it when you taste it. It is extremely impressive and yummy. Now stir the corn around. Okay, now I'm gonna add 1/4 cup of flour. Just sprinkle it over the ingredients and give it a stir. And now I'll just pour in some chicken broth as I dribble it across the counter. So I'm gonna grab 1/2 and 1/2. You can use milk instead of 1/2 and 1/2, but why would you wanna do that? So I'm just gonna add a little salt, good amount of pepper, and just give it a stir. And that is it. All you need to do is put the lid on, let it simmer for about 15 minutes or so.
Luke, hey. We made y'all a chocolate basket.
Thank you so much.
Todd almost got into yours on the way here. But
did you really?
Well, I'd be willing to share.
You will?
Yeah. I will.
We brought you some chocolate.
Chocolate, boy.
You think y'all want that? Or you want to give it to us?
Which one do you want?
A basket of goodies. And what's in this little bag?
Brussels sprouts.
Really like
Brussels sprouts. Are they chocolate covered?
Nope.
You're the best visitors I've had all day.
Okay, I just posted the variations to my chocolate recipes, and what a delicious day this has been. I love blogging about chocolate. Oh my. Oh, it's really thickening up. The kitchen smells divine. Now I'm just gonna finish off the soup by adding some cheese. I've got 1 cup of Monterey Jack, which I think is great in soups because it's so creamy and it melts so nicely. And then I'm also gonna add 1 cup of pepper jack cheese. That's gonna add a nice kick. I'll stir it in. Oh, the cheese really, really sends this soup over the top. So good. And then last thing, I've got some sliced green onions, about 1/3 cup or so. And that is one yummy soup. But I think I should make sure it's one yummy soup. I'm gonna give it a taste. Yep, my suspicions were confirmed. It's perfect. And they're back.
Hey.
Hey, how was it?
It's good. I think everybody really liked it.
Well, I've got soup for you, and then we'll eat the chocolate tomorrow.
No.
Okay? No, guess what, guys? We're gonna have chocolate first before we have the soup.
There you go.
Woo-hoo! Yay,
there you go, Todd.
Dig in, guys.
We're gonna have one of these.
You're gonna have a truffle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that leaves more chocolate for me. We've only got one pot of creme left.
You can have it.
I'm about to pass out. That was so good. I'm about to pass out.
It is very good.
Wonderful.
Very good.
A new sinful pleasure. I'm gonna have to pray over this.
Raise your hand if you like chocolate for supper.
I think that's a good supper.